Welcome everyone to today's podcast. I have a very different podcast to talk about today. What we're going to be talking about is something that probably isn't talked about enough. Now, all you guys know that I'm a real estate educator and I'm an investor and I'm very logistical and I do FISOs and due diligence and all of this kind of stuff. Some of you may not know is that I have this other side where I'm very conscious of energy. I'm very conscious of being in the flow. I'm very conscious of making sure that everything you do is very much in congruence with who you are and what you really want, and basically designing your own future. Now, there's a lot of scientific things behind why this works and how it works. I mean, some of the New Age stuff, they call it the law of attraction, they call it all sorts of things. But actually, this goes way back. It goes back to the days of Sicaro. I mean, Sicaro back in Greek mythology actually talked about energy and about how you need to align yourself with a desired outcome, whether that be energetically or whether it be from a thought process perspective. And you can go back and read these books that are ancient texts, and it's talking about this exact same thing. You can go back and start to read some of the quotes and some of the written literature by Einstein. That man, I mean, obviously he's been credited with a huge amount of successes and all sorts of things, but what he's actually written about energy in specifically, and then the energy is that how it affects our physical body and how it affects our intellectual body and how it affects our thought processes and how our thought processes affect, you know, what we do and the desired outcome and all of these things, they're all very much interlinked. And there's a huge amount of study and a huge amount of research that can be done in this sphere that is not talked about enough. And it's probably not talked about enough because people see it as woo-woo, or it's seen as being out there, or it's seen as being unproven. That is so far from the truth. You know, there have been thousands and thousands of scientific studies done right around the world in all sorts of countries on exactly this. You can measure energy. You can measure flow. You can measure how your body reacts. You can measure the chemical reactions that happen in your body when you have a certain thought, and then that creates a certain emotion, and then that emotion creates a certain chemical reaction in your body that goes around all your blood system and goes to every cell in your body, and then that is received into receptors on membranes on your cells, which then create more and more receptors for whatever that emotion and therefore the chemical reaction that has been created. So what actually happens is you kind of end up with all these little crack addicts on all of your cells that are craving more and more of what you're actually been used to feeding them. Now, that's all very well, but when you start to take that a little bit further, the next response mechanism from that is, because you've got all of these receptors wanting more and more of what you're used to feeding them, they send signals back up to your brain to say, get out there, and to your thought process, to get out there and produce more and more of that kind of emotion. Now, that can work for you or against you. Obviously, if you're a very negative person, and nobody likes to admit they're a negative person, mind you, a lot of people are, and a lot of people, they don't even realize that they are because they're not aware of their thoughts, they're not aware of their words, they're not aware of, you know, the energy that they're actually expelling. But if that's the downward spiral that people have allowed themselves to get in, then that's the emotion and therefore the chemical reaction that you're then sending through your entire blood system and craving more and more of. So if you're used to feeling miserable and you're used to feeling, not worthy, or you're used to feeling that always happens to somebody else and it never happens to me and I never win the lottery and I never, 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 whatever. If that's your mantra, then that's what you're going to attract because of this chemical reaction in your body. It's got nothing to do with woo-woo or anything else. It's got everything to do with scientific fact. So it is the reason why when you align yourself energetically and you have positive emotions and you have positive thoughts and positive response systems, then that is what you crave more of. So your whole anatomy goes out there to try and create situations where you can have that same response system happen in your body to feed the addiction that's actually happening at a cellular level. Take that to another level. Let's take it to an energetic level. We are all vibrating bits of blobs. You know, scientifically, you can go and read the exact terminology and you go and study Einstein and you know, there's an amazing amount of research on this. But basically, we vibrate at different frequencies. Lower vibrational frequencies are aligned with certain emotions, such as lack of self-worth, anger, gossip, just handling things as opposed to being proactive, all of these jealousy, all of these lower emotional states all have a lower vibrational frequency. So conversely, higher vibrational frequencies are aligned with higher energy levels, such as achievement, goal setting, confidence, success, money, you know, having the ability to do things, create things, joy, gratitude. All of these things have a much, much higher vibrational frequency. And as we all know from Einstein and basic law of energy, that like energies attract. So and opposite energies repel. I mean, look at a magnet. You know, same thing happens there. So when we have a higher vibrational frequency, what we're actually doing is aligning energetically with higher vibrational people, situations, emotions, deals, all of these things, so that at an energetic level, that's what we're seeing more of. We see more deals, we have better experiences, we create more money, we have better interactions with people, we associate with people who are operating at a similar level to us. And the reverse happens when you're having a bad day. When you're having a bad day, I tell you what, everything goes to poo. And, you know, the whole day looks like that. And you can really understand that when you look at the science behind it and what's actually going on. So with that as being my preamble to what I'm going to talk about, I actually have a very special guest to talk to you. And this guest is one of my students. She's actually one of my students who came third in a competition I ran last year. And the competition was basically, you know, tell us what you've done, how far have you got, you know, how did you do it, and where were you starting from? She started from very meager beginnings, and you probably heard her podcast we did a few months ago, where, you know, she's been able to turn things around, created massive passive income in the space of a very short space of time. But I'll let her tell you a little bit more about that shortly. Her name is Karina. Hello, Karina.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
What I'd like to talk to you about today is we'll tell people about, you know, your journey. We've done that before, but in a 3-second synopsis, what's that journey been to you as being part of I Love Real Estate?
I don't know if I can do this within 3 seconds, but basically I started with no property, didn't believe that I was capable of going out there and doing anything, to managing to secure my first property as a no money down deal, mm-hmm. renovating that, settling on that, going to various other JV deals before going into particular strategies where I don't even own the property and I make income off that.
And what's your income now from that, you know, all of that stuff? And what's the time frame you've done this in?
So, I mean, time frame, it's been a number of years since I started my journey, but yep. from when I got quite serious and acted, it's been 3 years.
Wow.
Although the majority of that actually happened within a month of being at one of the boot camps.
Mm.
80 grand in a quick deal that happened within 1 month of a boot
passive
camp.
Income.
Passive income from wow. something I don't even own.
That's pretty cool. So let's talk about really why I want you here today. Because you've experienced what we've been talking about here with these different energy levels and different emotional states and how they create chemical reactions in your body. Let's just talk about some of your experiences there and what has it meant. Tell me some stories. Tell me what's happened.
Well, just starting off, and what those of you who have come along to boot camps with Dipna will notice is when you step into that room, things feel different. There's an energy in that room. Now, I'm quite in touch with my emotions. I definitely feel it very strongly, but I find the little synchronicities first start to show up. So, for example, I was listening to Dipna on stage discussing situations where an owner might cover your stamp duty for you. And right then, I look down, I get a text from a broker friend of mine, an old colleague I haven't spoken to in about 4 months, who says, "Hey, I'm actually looking for something where the developer would pay the stamp duty." And I'm going, "What? How the hell did that occur?" A little bit later, I shared it with one of the other students and we had a good laugh about that. And 2 hours later, I had him a new message to send. And that was sharing about basically developers that are doing these deals, taking large profits. Mm. And out popped one of these exact styles of deals on my LinkedIn. I don't think I've ever seen a property deal through my LinkedIn. And bang, while the speaker was on stage talking about that.
There you go.
But it has got more fun than that. So they're just little synchronicities. But then greater things started happening. So listening to Dipna, listening to why this isn't quite so woo-woo and why it actually is starting to make sense in my head, I've started writing down my goals.
Good. How many times have I told you that?
A lot of times. And when I do it, and I try to do it a lot, things start to happen.
Okay.
And one example was at a community challenge with you.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, you give away an iPad.
Yep.
And we're sitting down and you're about to draw a name out of a hat to decide who that iPad goes to. And my friend sitting next to me says, "I'm going to win this. I wrote it down." I go, "No, you're not. I wrote it down." And he goes, "No, well, I've got it." And I go, "Well, what did you write?" And he looks down and, "I'm going to win the iPad." And I look down and I've got, "I'm going to win the iPad today." I said, "Yeah, you can win an iPad, but it's mine today." And you've drawn the name out of the hat. And the weirdest feeling came over me because before you actually said my name, I knew I had it. Like there was no part of me that rejected that. And I was ready to stand up. And when you said my name, there was zero surprise. It was, yeah, I just knew that was coming.
So I gave you the iPad, I take it.
I got the iPad.
Very good.
The same event, though, which I think ended up being held 18 months later, I actually entered a community challenge competition, as you mentioned before, and as I've been on the podcast discussing before. But this one, I actually wrote down, "I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful that I have come in the top 3 in the community challenge."
Mm-hmm.
I came 3rd. Then, in addition to that note, I wrote, "I'm so thankful and grateful now that my sister Becca is investing in real estate." Mm. So what do? You announce the property games for kids on stage after that.
And how old's Becca?
She's 19 now. Mm.
So she fitted into the age group.
She fit into the age group perfectly. Mm-hmm. I knew you'd done one before. I didn't know it was going to be done again.
Neither did we.
And there we go. And suddenly that's announced. And when you said that, I knew something was coming.
Yep.
I was able to share how I manifest with my sister, who's never been into this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote down that she was thankful and grateful that she'd got in there.
Yep.
Another thing I do is when I put a positive intention out there, I like to give back.
Mm-hmm.
So I donated some money to charity in her name and Barris's name.
Okay.
Both of them got into the property games.
There you go. So you were instrumental behind Barris getting in as well.
I like to think that there was something there. So, yeah, it was just magic watching that come to them. And one thing I know, look, when I'm doing it for myself, it's friggin' exciting and very rewarding, but when it is passed on to someone who I love very dearly, it was an unbelievable experience to see that go on that way as well.
Wow, that is so cool. You know, it's something that it happens at every level, and the more aware you are of you know, your own thoughts and your own words and your own emotional state, the more it is that you can take control of that and direct your now where you want it to be. Because unless you are living now in the space that you want to be, then it won't be a reality in the future. So what I mean by that is it's kind of future pacing. So if you want to, for instance, be the best salesperson in your company, as an example, then you've got to act like the best salesperson in your company right now. You know, you've got to dress the part, you've got to think the part, you've got to have the same work ethic. You've got to be that person now. And unless you're that now, then it's not going to come into reality that that's who you're going to be.
Can I share something about that?
I've noticed you're grinning over there. What's that about over there?
Oh, well, I was working in a company where it took a number of years to get yourself up and running. You had to really build up your clients and your reputation. And I created a vision board. And one of the things I put right in the middle of the vision board was this little sign that said number one salesperson.
Mm.
And the following month, for the first time out of everyone's surprise, I came up as the number one salesperson that month.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was.
Very cool. While you're talking about vision boards are very important because a vision board gives you a pictorial reference of the things that you want to have, the things that you want to accomplish, the things that you want to achieve or go and do and see or whatever else. So it's a great way to really put an emotional state into a visual representation. And that's why vision boards work so fantastically, because it's the emotional state that's created when you relate to a picture or a word or those sort of things. So it's something that I advise, obviously, all the students to do on a regular basis, at least yearly, if not more than that. The other thing that I advise people to do is I've got a book called The Peg in the Sand Journal, which is a journal that steps you through what goals do you want, when do you want them, how are you going to get them, breaking them right down to weekly to-do lists, basically. And the act of actually writing something down, writing down a goal, is very important because it makes you articulate exactly what that goal is rather than being out there in the fuzzy muddle of some vague idea. It makes you cement a time frame with it, and in doing so, you are committing an emotional state to it as well. So the art of writing down is very important. It's very important to make sure you do write down your goals, because a goal that isn't written down is just an idea. It's a dream, you know. Writing down goals cements it. And I don't know those people who you may know me or not, but I've got a bit of a notebook fetish. I've got notebooks for everything. And, you know, all the time I'm writing down goals, specific goals in certain notebooks for certain things. And, you know, the miracles that happen between the paper and the pen are absolutely phenomenal, including meeting authors that I had no hope of meeting. Just, you know, miraculously you end up talking to that person and going having a drink with them. To, you know, going places, to achieving things, you know. And when you do write down a goal as well, other people align with that. So other people come into the mix to help you achieve that goal as well. Is that something you found?
Yeah, look, definitely. Every time I write something down, not everything I write down is going to happen, but people appear, people align. I've been filling in my Peg in the Sand journal at one of Dimpner's events, and something I find that happens is I have ideas that I don't normally have. They become a lot more creative, whether it's writing down the goals and trying to figure out the blanks on how to get there. And I think another part of it is being around everyone's raised energy in one of these events as well. But suddenly things all start coming together. When I'm at one of your events, Dimpner, I start sending texts and emails to real estate agents. I start scribbling little floor plans and having all different ideas. And I have found that deals have come from messages and conversations I've started while sitting in the boot camp. Mm. And it's an event that I've gone to time and time again. I come back and I research.
How many ultimate events would you have been to?
Six, seven, something like that. A total event? I don't know if I should count that. A lot. I come to as much as I can. But every time I'm in that environment, things move, and it's a conversation that I started with a real estate agent while in, you know, a high-res boot camp that suddenly had me, you know, 80 grand positive gearing.
Yeah.
It's a conversation I had with a friend of mine I started while in one of the boot camps that basically had him fund a deal for me and started a business now. All kinds of things just happen, and just different floor plans, trying to figure out, oh, hang on, how would I get a granny flat out of that? How would I get this? Mm. Just everything starts to make sense, and I feel like there's some sort of connection with all that positive energy, because I feel like in that 3 days that I'm sitting in a room, a hell of a lot more happens than would 3 months of sitting at home.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's just insane. All the synchronicities, everything aligns. Mm. And, yeah, I just get so much value.
Mm.
And it might be that one person you meet. It might be that thing that you've said on stage 100 times before that wasn't right for me at that moment before. And other times it's a brand new conversation that starts just from being around the groups. But yeah. My most creativity happens then. And the deals are actually formed. The little baby ideas are just really starting. And they turn into realistic actual reality later down the track.
That
and
is often, fantastic.
Often less than a month from when I've come out of the event, big things have occurred.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And, there is reasons behind that as well. The collective power of energy of a group moving in the same direction with the same commonality actually has far more power than any one of the individuals. So the power of the group is so much greater than all of the individual ones collective, added together.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll notice that when you do group meditations, the power of a group meditation is absolutely phenomenal. You can do it on your own 1,000 times, but when you do it in a group, it's just very, very powerful. And it's the same from a learning perspective. It's the same from a thinking perspective. It's the same from a whole journey perspective. And that's why, the boot camps and things that I run, the seminars, it's partly why I continue to do them. I absolutely love them because I get a lot of the benefit out of it too, even though I'm on the other side. So if you were giving advice to someone who perhaps hasn't explored this area of themselves, who maybe has some reticence to even think, my God, is that even possible? What would you say to them?
I'd say try it on. Step away from the logical side of your mind or research the science behind it, but try it on. Put some little goals out there. They don't have to be, I'm going to buy Trump's Towers tomorrow, but going out there and starting to put little goals out there and recognizing your self-worth. I've sat in so many events and I've gone, I don't deserve the iPad. I've sat a few of these. It'd be weird if it's me that wins and had so much around it. When I was able to give that up and just step into this place of I deserve, the very first time I did that, I got the iPad. So just recognizing if you're the one that's actually blocking things from happening, writing it down and dating it the date that you want it to happen, talking like it has already occurred, and just giving it to the universe and seeing what happens and just testing it, just trying it on. And it might work for you, it might not work for you, but trying it on and giving up all the thoughts attached to it being weird or anything, because I used to be very logical. Mm. And it actually wasn't until I saw your Millionaire Within event where we went deep into mindset, I was at your very first one of that, that I went, oh, that stuff's not just for weird people. And I started trying it on. I opened up to being able to accept that and seeing the reasons behind it. So just try it.
And personal growth is something that it never stops. It's I continue to learn. Everybody continues to learn. It's a lifelong journey. It's not something that is you learn one thing, you read one book, and you're set. It's an ongoing lifelong journey. And the more aware you are, the more in touch you are, the more magic happens.
Absolutely.
But there is science behind it too. It's not just magic. It's magic with a scientific background.
Yeah,
and that's what I love about it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, guys, I hope that's helped. It's been a very different discussion we've had today, but it's one that's very important and it should be an integral part of everything you do. Mm-hmm. If you're just a babe starting out in this field, come along and listen to some of the things that I've got to say. My Millionaire Within is a program where we spend 3 days just on peak performance. Mm-hmm. And it covers some of this. It covers some more logistical things. It's an amazing program designed to have you operating at your peak performance, which includes energy levels, it includes flow, it includes, your mental state and your chemical state in your body, because all of those things come together to give a result. And you either want that result on one side of the page or the other side of the page. So very important to know how to, control's a strong word, but steer that in the direction you want it to be in.
Yeah. But one other thing I would also say is that it doesn't have to be financial when you start manifesting. If you are uncomfortable around money, if that's perhaps what's blocking things, one manifestation that blew me away was, I was actually at an event which had a bus tour on it.
Mm-hmm.
And first bus rocked up and people were getting on that. And I turned around, I faced away from the road and I said to my friends, like one person said, oh, I want a bus with air conditioning. And I said, I want a pink bus. And the bus came and it was pink. I didn't even know pink buses existed. And so, yeah, it's just incredible what starts to occur when you open yourself up to it.
You know, it reminds me of a story. Some of my platinum students, I've given them, I've given them things that they have to do and try out, mm-hmm. and playing with energy and playing with influence and things like that. And I said, I want you to think of something that you want to bring into your life, non-financial, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to come back tomorrow and tell me where it appeared. So this guy's going, oh, yeah, whatever. I want butterflies, all right? Mm-hmm. So he goes outside. He immediately goes to his car, and in the car next door there is a car that has butterflies all over the outside and all over the car seats. They were butterfly car seats. So I was like, really?
That's incredible.
So whatever it is, give it a crack, you know, give it a try. So I hope that's helped, guys. It's been a bit of fun. And if you want to know more about that, obviously stay connected to the I Love Real Estate, www.iloverealestate.tv. Pass it on to your friends. Listen to the podcast. They're all free. And I'll have free events coming up around the country as well, which you can pop into. And to make sure that you stay in touch with some of these things, because if you want to come along to one of my peak performance programs, which is really one of the topics that leads on from what we're talking about here, then stay connected, because I'll have some seminars and some webinars coming up shortly as to tell you how to do that. So thank you so much, Karina, for coming on and sharing some of your experiences.
Thank you very much.
It's been fun. Bye for now, guys, and I'll talk to you again soon, very, very shortly, on a completely different topic, no doubt.